This is Miss Freaknik, the Freak Nurse. I'm naked, and you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio.
I'm Tabiz, and this is Ninja Radio, and I'm not wearing any pants.
Or underwear.
Are you a material girl? Are you a material girl? I don't even realize this.
You guys are good.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Fresh, y'all, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and you, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, the Freaknik 9 Recap Edition. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. The hidden dojo of knowledge that is in Ninja Night School may be contacted via email at nnsradio@walla.com. So, welcome y'all to the Freaknik 9 Recap Edition, where I'm basically going to share my experiences and thoughts, reflections on Freaknik 9. So, if for some reason you didn't listen to any of the previous episodes, new to the show, you've not heard me talk about Freaknik. This was the first Freaknik I attended, but I was very excited about it, so I've been talking about it a lot in the previous shows. Anyway, Freaknik 9 was held in Nashville, Tennessee, from October 21st through October 23rd. I had a really good time while I was down there. So let's see, I, Low Tech Mystic, and two of my buddies from the area went down to Freaknik. Now the other two people that went with me, they were just my buddies. I kept on teasing them. I kept on calling them my little nooblets. But they're weren't really familiar, you know, they're not into computers like we are, per se. But nevertheless, I was talking about going down there. They were interested in it. You know, they said, hey, can I go? Excuse me. I said, sure, why not? And speaking of excusing me, drinking a little brewski tonight while we do the Freaknik 9 recap. So, yeah. And we're going to hit the microphone with the beer. Oh, cheers to that. Oops. How about... Oh, no. Yep. Mmm. Now that's some good radio. So, let's say, the three of us, we left town around 6 in the morning so that we could get down to Nashville. Plenty early. We don't live that far away from Nashville. It's far enough, but not that far. So we're kind of lucky. Also, I'd like to take a second right now, before I get any further into my little podcast radio show here, to mention that my other two companions, compadres, amigos, were going to come on and co-host the show with me here, and they were going to share their experience of Freaknik 9 with me, and put off doing the show for several days, you know, kind of thinking we would get together, and well, I'm tired of waiting for them. So you're going to get it just another solo show, but I am working on getting some co-hosts, y'all, so and this is going to be entertaining. But anyway, the drive to Nashville was a good drive. We had a little bit of rain, but other than that, not bad. We got there about 9 o'clock, 9:30 Nashville time, plenty early. So we slept in the car for a little while because the registration wasn't going to open until 10 in the morning. So we had a little time to kill. So take a little nap, chill in the car, and eventually we move into the lobby. And to see if, you know, hey, we can go ahead and start registering. Well, Freaknik 9 was starting late, which that didn't bother me. I did hear people complaining, but you know, I really don't care. You know, they had it there, and it was, yeah, it started, I don't know, maybe an hour late as far as registration. But fuck, it didn't ruin anything. It didn't stop anything. So I don't care. But yeah, while they were waiting for stuff to get back from the printers, I think that's why they're like the badges and name tags, different swag related items. They were waiting to get in because apparently it was not their fault. It was the printers or whoever else's fault. But regardless, while we're all kind of standing around in the lobby waiting for everything to come in, they started to ask for volunteers to help carry stuff in from the vehicles that were arriving outside with all the late swag to help carry it in upstairs and all that good stuff. So they started hollering for volunteers. So I said, you know, okay. And I went out, grabbed a couple boxes, and proceeded to help carry stuff in. And it was at this point that I'd say, oh, a whole lot. Alright, here we go again. So I'm coming back out of the room after I've set all my boxes back down. I'm going, making my way back down to the lobby. Well, I need to mention I was also wearing my Ben Rev t-shirt that I had purchased from Stank Dog himself when I was down at Interzone 4 in Georgia earlier this year. So as I'm walking back down, I hear somebody go, excuse me, you know, what's your handle from the forums? And he's referring to Ben Rev forums to the t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, hey, well, you know, I go by Low Tech Mystic. And he introduces himself as Iron Geek. I'm like, oh, hey, cool, Iron Geek. Yeah, I watch your videos. You're a cool guy. I like your stuff. You teach me stuff. Cool. And he's like, yeah, and here's Pony Boy. Yeah, cool. Pony Boy does Belcore Radio. I like to listen to his radio show. Hey, awesome there. You know, by volunteering, yay, I get to meet people. So helping out helps out. So, and a woot for the Ben Rav t-shirt. It helps you meet friends, I guess. So, that was neat. But so we went back down to the lobby and we waited for the registration to open. Like I said, registration was about an hour or so late. Didn't particularly upset me. We got some neat swag as we registered. Of course, we got your standard little badge, little plastic badge that you wear around your neck. We got a little USB flashlight. It's a little LED, bright LED flashlight that recharges through your computer's USB port. So that was pretty neat. And we got little water bottles with the Freaknik logo on them. And that was nice, too, because you could fill it up with your mixed drink and walk around with your little water sports bottle and at least kind of look healthy because you were heavily inebriating yourself. Well, after we registered for the conference, we went up to the front desk to see if our room was ready. Hopefully that way we could check in, bring in all our stuff from the car. settle down, maybe wash up a little. Alas, to no avail, the room was not ready. She said, come back in an hour or so, it should be ready. I said, okay, cool, no problem, we'll do that. So in the meantime, we went upstairs to the 9th floor where all the conferences were being held, and we went upstairs to check out a presentation. So we watched a couple presentations, then went back downstairs. I had volunteered to help volunteer at Freaknik, so it was coming up from my scheduled time to volunteer. So after I caught the first two presentations, I went back downstairs to see if the room was ready. She said no, yet again, twice struck her down. So I go and I volunteer, pretty much was just standing at the 9th floor in front of the elevator, and as people got off the elevator at the 9th floor, made sure, hey, they've got a badge hanging around their neck. Not hard at all. And I actually got to meet quite a few people as they got off the elevator. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, smoking makes for good radio, huh, guys? So after my volunteer shift was over, I went back downstairs after my relief showed up, of course. And I went back downstairs to see if the hotel room was ready yet. This time it was at least 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And of course at this point it was more than ready, so yay. I went and got my two buddies who by this point were out in the car asleep. So I had to go wake their lazy asses up and get them to carry everything in. And they substantially went up to the room and crashed out for a nice little nap. I just unloaded all my stuff. I brought a desktop with me and my laptop. Oh, the beautiful lappy. I got the laptop back the day I was leaving for Freaknik. I got it back Thursday, and we were leaving Friday. So I was leaving. Of course, we left Friday, and, you know, bumfuck early in the morning. It's like 6 in the morning, you know, still dark outside, so there's no way I'm going to get it, even if it came on Friday, if I was going to get it. So the last possible day, which was Thursday, I got it. That was a miracle. You know, hey, go Sean Kennedy, right? Server provides. But so I had my wonderful laptop with me and my desktop unit, set that up in the hotel room, washed up a little bit, and went back up to the 9th floor to check out some more presentations. The blender presentation, the artificial life presentation. Let's see, I caught part of Acidus' speech, but at that point I was just so tired and exhausted from being up all the night before that, excuse me, that I was nodding off during the presentation. So I went back to the room, laid down, took a quick power nap, 20 minutes, got back up, washed up, and then went out for drinking and eating. Well, there was a small group of people. We went out and we got tacos and socialized. It was pretty cool. There was I'm not gonna remember everybody, so I'm not even gonna try to name off people. But needless to say, we went and we ate tacos at a taco place, and it was pretty cool because they gave you a little piece of paper and you wrote your name on it and you marked down what tacos you wanted and you handed it across the counter, and then they hollered your name and brought up your order. Well, of course, all of us are at a hacker con, so nobody's gonna use the real name when they order tacos. So everybody's using their handle. And they're all hollering our names out all funny, or not even reading them off at all. So that was kind of fun. But after tacos, those of us that were of age, old enough, and felt like drinking, we went out to the bar and did a little drinking. And then after all the drinking, I went back. We all came back to the hotel. But then I went back to the room and I did some puking. And actually I did a lot of puking, but yay tacos. But let's see, and then I was scheduled to
volunteer early in the morning. I had the first two presentations, which were at 10 to 11. And so I woke up a little bit early before that. I woke up around 9. It was a little bit more puking. And the first presentation on Saturday was really cool. It was the vehicular computing presentation, and it was actually outside. And everybody went downstairs to the little drop-off lobby there in front of the hotel where all the cars pull up, and everybody pulls up to check in. And there were two cars that were being shown off. One of them was a DeLorean. Swear to God, an honest-to-God DeLorean. And they had the computer set up in the back where the flux capacitor should be. They had little neon lights on the case that made the flux capacitor. It was very sweet. There's pictures out there of it. Speaking of, at this point, which I've been almost 15 minutes into the program and not mentioned links to any of the sites. So you can get... I, myself, didn't take any pictures because I'm a punk. Ooh, and you hear that beautiful Windows logo in the background. Wow, everybody has just... Yeah, I'm not even going to edit that out. Yeah, y'all are just forced to hear it. But, let's see. Droops has pictures of Freaknik up at the infonomicon.org website under the images. And, Iron Geek at irongeek.com has got some pictures up at his site too. I didn't take any pictures because I'm bad about that. I tend to get caught up in the moment and forget to whip out my camera and take pictures. Yes, that's right. I'm too busy whipping out other things. Ooh. And the spirit says it's time for another cigarette. So. Good stuff. But also, there was a second car out there. Yes, smoking is good for you kids. But there was a second car out there. It was an old Mustang convertible. It was very cool. The gear shifter had been modified with a... with the joystick controller. There's pictures out. You gotta go check it out. It's, my descriptions will do it. No, Justin's. The guy's name. Oh, I asked his name. I'm bad with names, but it's not a name. It's a handle. So his handle was Gizmo. Oh, good. And Gizmo is this guy's name, and it was his car. And the other guy's DeLorean was the dude who was giving the presentation on vehicular computing. So that was cool. After that, I had 2 hours of volunteer work, which was standing in front of the elevators and puking and checking IDs, but mostly puking. No, seriously, it wasn't that bad. But after finishing that shift of volunteering, I was able to go down and pick up my free Freaknik 9 t-shirt. Ow! Yeah, that was cool. So I got a nice, cool t-shirt for free, and I went back up and caught some more presentations as my belly finally started to calm down and settle, and, you know, hey, actually everything was returning back to normal, finally. So after I caught some more presentations, and then up going out to eat with another group of people, and, It was a good time. We went out and we ate some sushi. Sushi is good. I like sushi. Never went out and ate sushi. I had a Japanese friend when I was growing up. His dad was a big wheel, worked at one of the local factories around here. So he came over and, of course, brought the family and, you know, Japanese dude, kid in school, nobody ever talked to him, so, you know. I went over and talked to him, started conversating with him, and we got to be friends. He was a real cool kid, and yeah, I'm probably one of the better friendships that I've ever had. I learned a whole lot about the Japanese culture, and I'm still quite infatuated with it to this day. But his mom would make sushi for us, and of course they loved, you know, watching the gaijin. Well, I went to gaijin because they were gaijin, but anyway, I liked watching the American try the Japanese food and watch my reactions and all that fun stuff. But yeah, so I liked sushi. They would make sushi, and that was that. So this was the first time I ever went out and had to order my sushi, and I don't know what I ate. She would make it. She would tell me the fish, but I don't remember other than that, you know, what the names were. I remembered that I liked salmon, you know, so I got some salmon, and I got some tuna, too. It was good, but it wasn't sitting well with the stomach. It had already been queasy and was rough and didn't have a lot on it. Well, actually, it didn't have anything on it, so to throw raw fish probably wasn't sitting too well, so didn't eat a whole lot of sushi, but I had fun. And after that, after sushi, we went and did a little drinking, and then we made it back in time to catch the awards ceremony, which was cool. And then we got to check out the Comedy Freak comedy show, which was, it was pretty good, man. It was pretty good, little nerd comedy, for nerds by nerds, if you will. And it was good. Enjoyed that. And yeah, just the beer's kicking in. But after checking out the comedy show, I ended up going back down to the hotel room. And it was this point I realized that I had my desktop with me the whole weekend and yet to get in Linux installed on it, because the guys of the Nashville Linux users group were doing a Linux install fest where you bring your box down to the room down on the first floor and they would install Linux on your box for you. And I thought that was pretty cool, because me being a new to Linux, as you just heard the Windows logo in the background earlier, you know, I don't know a lot about it, so I'm not too good at getting it installed. So to have somebody get it all installed and have all my drivers and everything, you know, my sound and all that, network cards and all that crucial stuff to work, my monitor and all that, you know, hey, that's cool. And then I can start playing from there, which I have been doing a little. I ended up getting Debian Linux installed on my old, just a little mini gateway. I think it's a gigahertz processor. Might be a 500 megahertz. I am not really sure what it is, but it's little, it's annoying, and it really didn't have any use up until Freaknik. So now I've got a box to learn Debian on. I've been playing around a little bit on it, and not as much as probably I should have, but hey, you know, some's better than none. Back off. Punk ass. But mainly, the main thing I like to stress about a Freaknik, although all the presentations were very cool, the main thing I think about Freaknik that was the most coolest for me, that just amazed me that it was only $20 to get in for all this, was just the conversations. Conversations, conversations, conversations. I mean, everybody was so friendly. There was no elitism. Everybody was open to conversations. It seemed everywhere you walked, if I walked outside to smoke a cigarette, there were people around talking, and you just walked from conversation to conversation. I think this was for me the funnest, and just overall the, I mean, it was just so fantastic to conversate with like-minded people, because let's admit it, you know, it's not, you don't get to talk to a lot of like-minded people in your everyday-to-day life. It's, you know, you can't crack Linux jokes with mom and dad or the people at work, you know, and or at least not the average us. So to sit down and do that was just really awesome, and not to mention just the ideas, concepts, just being swapped around, changed. It's just a great time. It's really hard to describe. I probably could if I hadn't drank a couple beers before I started doing this. But that's what you guys get, because we are Ninja Night School, and you never know where we're going to go with this, because we're ninjas, and we strike like ninjas. Yeah. Okay, well, before the quality digresses any further into inebriation, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to give some links to, first off, the Freaknik website itself. It's www.freaknik.info/pn9. It's www.freaknik.info/PN9. And that'll take you to the official Freaknik 9 website. There's a lot of neat links off this website, straight from it. So go ahead, check it out, and see all the stuff they had to offer. Get ready for next year's. If they're going to do it again, I hope they do. If they do, you're in the area, totally highly recommend you check it out. It's awesome. They also have videos of all the presentations up on another website. It is freaknik.willpig.org. That's spelled PHREAKNIC.WILPIG.ORG. And crazy props to the people at Freaknik. They had these videos up the next day after Freaknik. I mean, this is just totally insane. I can't believe it. You can go on, you look at the dates. I'm on the website right now. It's all posted between October 23rd and October 25th. And that's just amazing that they've got somebody just to sit there and edit it all and get it out on a web space, server space. Just boom, right there after the end of the conference. I think that's really awesome. I've downloaded a whole lot of videos. There were a couple presentations that I missed. So, I'm loving this. And also, they have videos from Freaknik 7 and Freaknik 8. So, I didn't even go to those Freakniks, and I can download those videos and see the presentations that they did. This is great. Mad shouts to the Freaknik people. For $20, these people are giving you guys a whole lot. Just, they're giving good information. It's a good place to socialize. It's relaxed. It's laid back. It's a very good con. You will have fun, if nothing else. You may not learn the most latest exploit, but, you know, hey, you might learn some neat stuff regardless, and you'll have some great conversation regardless. So, as I continue to ramble on, also, I want to make sure you guys check out the MemeStreams website, which is www.memestreams.net. That's www.memestreams.net. Go to that website, check it out. Go to it a couple times a week, check back with it. They talk about neat stuff. Jesus. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to get off here. So, shouts. Shouts to everybody that I met at Freaknik. Talked to. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Had a good time. And especially shouts to Droops, Fiber, Iron Geek, Ponyboy, Tabiz, and Freak Nurse, who was Miss Freaknik, and grats to Miss Freaknik. DOS Man. I owe DOS Man a carpet cleaning. I spilt mine after we ate tacos, and I'm inebriated with tacos, and I had my soda and spilt it all in the back of DOS Man's vehicle because I'm a jerk. And so the next episode of the Packet Sniffers is going to be how to shampoo Coke out of DOS Man's vehicle, because Low Tech Mystic is a jerk and spilt his soda. So special shouts to DOS Man and Packet Sniffers. And shouts to DOS Man. DOS Man again. Yeah, I'm just damn dude. Sorry. Fizzone. Shouts to Fizzone. He's in the room next to Fizzone. Got to talk to him a little bit. He's a great, awesome guy. And shouts to Dr. Zygman. He's another cool guy. Does a lot of the video for the Ben Rev. And he's on some of the Ben Rev radio shows. So with that, I am going to sign off and play some closing music. It was... I'm going to ramble on about the closing music. It's No Woman, No Cry. It's labeled String Cheese Incident. But I think it's mislabeled. And I think there's definitely some Peter Rowan on there as well. I think it's Peter Rowan singing with String Cheese Incident maybe playing. I don't know, maybe not. Whatever. But enjoy the fine closing music. And we'll see you soon with another episode from Ninja Night School. And so, I guess for... closing, as I was teasing my friends with, since I'm, of course, the nerdy friend, had all my friends, I'm the computer geek dude. I was joking with them the other day when they were going off to Vegas, and they were saying, oh, bye, bye, and I was like, no, I said, we nerds, there's no word for goodbye in binary, we just loop, you know, we'll see you around.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
I heard my cat has a diet. So, I'm in this new thing called Scat. It's pretty cool.
I like it pretty warm.
It kind of sucks. It's really warm, and you can make shapes out of it. Today I made a castle. Today I made her eat it. I know I can do a radio show. This guy can ramble about ninjas.
Yeah, dude, if I can pull it off, anybody, that's the whole point of my podcast. If a redneck motherfucker like me can do it, anybody can.
Give me hope, man. Give me hope.
That's what I'm there for. I'm the lowest of the low.
Anybody can do it, then.